to God. Hallelujah. Well, let me just say, welcome to the house of God. Are you ready to receive? Are you excited for what God has tonight? I tell you, no words. I can't give English words to what is about to take place. It would not give it justice. So we're doing things a little different tonight because we don't want to stop. So I'm going to do the first set of announcements. God willing. Lord, I call on your grace right now. Okay, that CD table back there has a bunch of meat. Come and dine at the table. It'll be set up tonight. It'll be taken down tomorrow. Visit the CD table. We've recorded this whole set, seminar series, whatever we're doing here, except for we did not capture the dream stuff this morning. If you're interested in the package, you can get it. You can get it on an MP3. You can get it now. Hallelujah. You can get it on an MP3 in a few weeks. Or you can get a CD set. And we're not sure what it's called, but it's something about ascending up the mountain.
Ascending the mountain.
So originally I thought this was just going to be captured for us. We distribute it, but we really feel like this is powerful. And so we're going to keep it on our tables, but we're going to offer everyone here a deal because you're all part of this. So if you want the set, we don't know how many CDs it's going to be because we don't know. But if you want it, we're going to give it to you for $25, including shipping, just because we want to bless you. If you want the MP3s, when they're on the website, they'll be $12. We want to bless you. So if you want to know when they're available, make sure you're on their email sign-up sheet. Or just check citywiderevival.com, click on store link, and you can purchase it from there. Amen? Citywiderevival.com. You can also like us on Facebook, Edgar and Holly Bailey Ministries. Holly. Bailey. And Bailey spelled a little weird. It's B-A-I-L-L-I-E. Okay. Amen. Amen. So if you are on our email, sign up. I don't know who's done what. I'm not doing the table. But make sure you get on for email sign up, because if we come again, you might want to visit again. If you're in our area, we will, you know, come and visit us. Amen? We've made some great connections and some wonderful friends. And we just love you guys. We love your hearts. You're hungry. You're pure. You're royalty. And we're blessed to be with you. We want to bless the Lord tonight. We want to come and honor him with everything we have, our hearts. That's what he wants, our hearts. So as we press in tonight, okay, Holy Spirit, backing up. I want to talk about partnership. Actually, I don't. He does. Yeah. Partnership, we've touched on it a little bit here. It's a valuable tool for anybody and everybody. I encourage you to partner with ministries. You help them and they help you. Do you remember when Jesus was, you know, preaching and the crowds came, and when he was all done, he wanted to go out in the boat with Peter, and they'd been out fishing all day, all night, and didn't catch anything, and they went out, and Jesus said, cast your net, and he's, okay, so he did. The catch was so great, Jesus called to his partners on shore, their boats came, and they had an overflow also. Partnership is huge. See, we partner with Jesus. We love him. And we want to bless you and help you come along and grow deeper in God. And partnership is one of the ways. If you partner with our ministry, and by the way, we partner with many ministries. If you partner with our ministry, one of the tangible things you get is, it's called the word of the month. It's a prophetic word just for the partners. And we know some of our partners share it with other people. We don't care. We want to bless the kingdom of God and the people in the kingdom. So the word is a now word. And we've had some people say, it feels like Holly was sitting on my couch listening to the questions I was asking the Lord. We have some people that study it and do the steps, because sometimes there's keys, well, every time, there's keys released to walk in greater intimacy with the King. Sometimes there's teachings on there on how to get free from a certain stronghold. See, when you're partnered with somebody, you know what they're going through. And you want to help them overcome. And so we link arms together and we plow the field and go on for God's kingdom. So if you want to partner, you can partner. Fill out a form. Ask the Holy Spirit if that's something you should do. Amen? Amen. Am I missing anything? Tonight, gone in God. Hallelujah. Into the mountain. So I'm going to let you guys do what you're going to do, because I'm done.
So Dwelling Place Ministries is all about bringing in real people who will train the church, train us. We are the church. Yes. Jesus didn't die for four walls. He died for us. And we are the church. And so we are all about that. So we brought in Holly. Well, she really brought herself, but we brought her in. We made it easy. We greased the boat so she could get here. And so partnership with Holly. If you are sitting on the fence on this and just need to read the paperwork, I want you to put your hand up, and we're going to hand this out right now. Because I want some of you just need to take this and pray over it, okay? So put your hands up. Put your hands up. We got one back there. Okay, yeah, you hand them out. Get your hand up or whatever. Get our attention. And you can just pray about it. It's not something that you absolutely have to do immediately, but we want you to pray about it, and we want you to think about this. She said no minimum. Do a dollar. Do $5. It doesn't matter. And the Lord will tell you, okay, now give a gift of $100 this month and then go back to your $5. So you just do what you need to do. She's the real deal. She's Amen. As genuine Amen. As Amen. It comes. Yeah. She is. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of big ministries that are not what they look like they are. But she is. Amen. She is. Amen. She doesn't just look like it. She is it. So, and Lori, same way. You guys are the most genuine. Oh, my goodness. We love that. I mean, they just spent they did not eat that wonderful food that we just had because they were praying for you. So
Lunch or dinner.
So, yes. So just know that. Now, we have our intercessors here that are the same awesome people that do that kind of stuff all the time. Okay. Now, tomorrow.
Let's talk about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, one other thing. Hey, if you guys, can you hear me okay? I've talked pretty loud.
Yes.
Okay. So Spring Canyon really wants our feedback. So
Here, we'll give them to her.
Yeah, so if you guys could, it's everybody. A very simple.
Everybody. Yeah, just give them to everybody.
Yeah, and if you guys could just bring it to breakfast tomorrow, that'd be great.
Yes. I'm thinking tomorrow morning for breakfast, also bring a couple of dollars or something, leave it on the table. Let's bless the kitchen staff. Let's whatever you want to do, because they have just been amazing. So let's bless them. I actually was thinking, too, if we wanted to bless the camp, we could do that. I don't know how we would do it, but we've already blessed the camp.
The Lord's going to give us something for...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Amen. Okay. So if anybody wants to sow into the camp, just let us know. We can send it through. You'll get and Dwelling Place Ministries is a nonprofit, so we will give you you'll get a giving receipt at the end. Now this. Okay. Now this is same thing. I'm just going to start around this clipboard because it has my email address. If you're not on our email address already, we want you on us. We want you with us. Whatever. So you guys already did it. Just start it around. I know Kat. We got you. We got and Michelle. Do we have you?
I don't know. I
think you did. Okay, honey, would you put give it to Michelle after you guys get done back there? So okay, next in the morning.
You guys. You don't have to do those surveys now. You can
Don't do the surveys right now. So we have some real important things we got to tell you.
We got to talk about checkout.
Yes. Okay, so in the morning, now we have to do some abbreviation in the morning because it's going to be a fast morning. Breakfast at 8:30, But Roact and Poundstone, we have to be out at 10 o'clock. So before breakfast or immediately after breakfast, we need to be have our stuff out of the place and in our cars. They start working on those two first. So we will have our stuff loaded up before we come over here. Okay? Is that good with everybody? Roact and Poundstone. Roact and Poundstone.
You're here.
If you're here, that's not true for you.
Yeah.
If you're here, the number is 12 o'clock. So that means have everything ready before you come out to... But you guys will be able to come back here after breakfast and get your stuff gathered up before we start. I'm thinking we need to start maybe at 10 or 9:45, maybe just a little bit later so we give everybody time. Is that okay with everybody? Let's say 9:45. That gives us 15 minutes in there, and we'll just start worship and having fun. It's going to be fun, so don't miss it.
I was thinking it might be a good idea to, just kind of get your stuff ready before breakfast. Then you're ready. Yeah. And then it leaves us more time for the worship and what we do here, the good stuff. So if you guys have all your stuff ready, that would be great. But it's really important, us,
Roac,
the Roac. Well, we're Poundstone, so you Roac, all the couples have to be out maybe before you come to breakfast, just load up. That'd be great.
Load up. All right, and then the other thing that I just forgot. I totally went blank. Glory to Jesus.
Yeah,
woo!
It's
noon. We have to be out of here at noon. Well, I'm not even thinking noon because we have to have everything out. To honor the camp. So thank you guys for honoring the camp. Thank you guys for being so honoring to Chef Rory. Debbie, you blessed me so much yesterday because she asked him for a recipe and then said, would you sign this? And I tell you, Chef Rory, we love him. Right? He's like a big teddy bear. But he was so honored by that. I tell you, I was so blessed. Yeah. So when you come tomorrow, even if you want to bless Chef Rory with a $5 bill or something, I think that'd be awesome. So we're going to do whatever you want to do. So we're just going to bless them. They don't know we're doing that. We're just doing it. Okay. Okay, anything else?
You're doing
good.
So.
Okay, we're just going to talk just a second about books. You talk about that.
I can't.
Okay.
Well, all right, I'll tell you really quick. I just saw this really quickly on, I think it was Sid. Yeah, it was Sid Roth. And this book looks amazing. Now, I have not read it. But Jonathan Kahn was on there talking about is what has happened in his relation to Israel with the Clintons, Obama, what's going on with Trump, and timing everything. I mean, it is so interesting because it's talking about this. I mean, he has such a revelation of the look at Jim, he wants it. I told you you would want it. I sent you the Sid Roth. We're not giving him away, Jim. Jeez.
So if you want any books, please come tonight because I'll probably kind of wrap it up tonight just because of the move out in the morning. We want to be sure everything's out really quickly. But I do want to tell you, I do have Passion Translation. Passion Translation is done by Brian Simmons, who had an amazing accounting with heaven before he started doing all the books. And what happened, I'll just tell you the quick story. These are amazing because it's Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic, the key. And they will rock your boat. If you get any of these, what's so wonderful about these is they're still in single books. This is Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. So it's like the small books. But you cannot miss, do not overlook the footnotes. They are so brilliant.
Right.
They will blow you. The book of John just blew me off my rocker. I read it, and then you read down at the bottom of 1:1, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And then it goes on from there. At the bottom, the footnotes. This John 1 was the beloved hymn that the early Christians sang together to encourage themselves. I mean, I've never read that anywhere, and I was so blown away by the revelation of it. But his revelation is just wild on so many things, but he does it with so much passion. He went to heaven while he was in heaven. He walks, the Lord took him to the library. And he walks by the book of John, chapter 23. It was a chapter 23 or chapter 22, whatever that we don't have right now. Anyway, he's walking by, and in his head he says, wait a minute. How can I get, in his head, he goes, how can I get the John chapter 23 out of heaven without anybody knowing? And he looks up and Jesus is looking at him and he's like, and he goes, I knew immediately I was caught. and he said, and Jesus said to him, just not yet, not yet. So I'm telling you, there's so much revelation, but it's the love that will wreck you. You will read this in a new way with so much passion, so much love. Oh, because Jesus loves us so much. I love it. This is how we used to do announcements all the time. We were smash drunk while we did them. Oh, my Lord, it was so much fun. do we have anything else? Oh, yeah. Before we send out this email again, we'll probably have you on it if you haven't been on the email list yet. But on Wednesday, next Wednesday, Holly's going to be at Living Word in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, and I'll send you the email if you get on my email list. And we're going to do Rosh Hashanah and trumpets. Bring your shofar. We have apples. If you want to bring some apples cut up, just bring a couple of apples because we have several people bringing apples. We have apples and honey afterwards. But Holly's going to minister. We're gonna drop our junk in the living water, which I'm getting it from the headwaters. We're gonna just have a blast, literally a blast, a shofar blast. 6 p.m. Wednesday night, and then Thursday there's another women's meeting. There's a women's meeting at Loretta's house. And we'll somehow get that out. I don't want to send it out to the masses, but we'll get it out to the masses. You don't want masses showing up at your house. Okay, and then...
Let me just say, if you already have the email that we sent out on that, somebody does, please just,
Forward it.
That would make it really easy.
Yeah, to people we know and love.
And I know, I could send it to Jill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And then don't forget that we have Rona Spropoulos. You guys will just, that will rock your boat. And Clay Nash, Gold, oh my Lord. And then we have Jeff Jensen. Yeah, Clay Nash is exactly, or Clay Nash and Rona are 1 month from today. I mean, right around here, 19th or something it starts. And then Jeff Jensen, the last 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday of November. Last 2 days of November. Is that right? November, October, November.
Yeah, November,
yes.
Right
after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So yeah.
He's
going to
be at City on the Hill, too.
Yeah, he's going to be at City on the Hill, too. Yeah.
First, second, and third.
Yeah.
And
Glory.
DC women.
Oh, the DC women. Okay, so October 9th is when all of the women are going to be gathering in Washington, D.C. in answer to what they did after the inauguration with the fake women. It was the counterfeit, whoever they were. We don't know who they were. They were not true women. But we are the true women of God. And we are going to gather at Living Word in Wheat Ridge, and we are going to rock the boat there, man. We are going to worship the Lord, and we're going to live stream that from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. because the numbers are different because it's Eastern time. So we'll be live streaming Luingle and the Call. Yeah. Okay. Love you.
Hallelujah.
I am smashed right here, and I don't know if I can move for a second. So
well, hallelujah.
Glory. I didn't make an offering thing. Do you want me to say so?
You know, okay. You know, this is going to be a little different.
Yeah.
That's a big surprise. So we went out and we were praying, and usually God gives us kind of a download, but all we kept seeing was a baby being born. You know how you're, and you know, while I'm feeling it, Lori is seeing Jesus standing by the woman who's giving birth. Hallelujah. And so he didn't give me a lot of information about tonight, But I don't want to mess with Jesus, you know, when he wants to do something. So that's why we did all the announcements early. Because once we go, I don't know what he's doing, and I don't want to break any flow that he might have. So, hallelujah. So, I don't know how you feel about the offering. I feel like this is a holy night. That's what I feel like. So, if you feel led to give, you want to just put it there. And this is, you know, an offering, it's always a holy thing, but there are certain times when it's holy. And we don't touch holy things. You know what some people do? They say, well, you know, I'm supposed to do something, so I'll throw in, you know, I'll wad up a couple of dollars so it'll look like more. You know what? It's better to keep it, you know, go buy Starbucks with it or something, than to throw it in the thing like uncarefully, that's not a word, but carelessly with God. You know, because in the olden days, it was a holy thing to bring your offering to the temple, and it was actually a form of worship. It was the way you worshiped God. And David said, I would not go to the house of God without a gift. And I'm not saying that for you, you're not under the law at all. But if you decide to give, you don't have to give to us. You ask God where he wants it to go. Here's how we give. We ask him how much, when, and to whom. And I believe if people really lived that way, we'd all be fine. You know? So if you, at any point in the service, we believe this is a holy night. We know this is a holy night. If you feel led to give to the Lord, it's between you and the Lord. At any time, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We were going to do something else for worship, and we're not even doing that. And so I have no music and no songs planned whatsoever, so hallelujah. So, glory. Hallelujah. Holy is the Lord. Woo! Shopradinde so. So let me know how the volume is. Jesus Christ. My Jesus. Oh, Jesus, risen. Come to the bridal chamber. Pull back the curtain door. Jesus, visit me. Come to the bridal chamber. Oh Lord, we live for you alone. You're the King of all the earth. You're the King of Israel. You're the mighty Savior. None like you, my Jesus. We give our lives. We give our lives to you. We give our worship to you, my Jesus, my Jesus. My King. My King. Mighty King. Mighty King. I have married you. Behold, you are my beloved. Behold, you are my bride. Behold, I come to you. I come to those who look for my return. Basin by the bed off to the side. It looks like a basin you might soak your feet in. Jesus with a towel round his waist. Tonight he says, I'm going to wash some of the mud off of your feet. Sometimes we walk around in the earth and we get a little bit muddy. Some people have a temptation to say, oh no, not so, Lord, you would never wash my feet like Peter's. Jesus said, I want to wash your feet. so many worries.
Washed away, in the waters of the deep. Washed away, in the waters of the deep. Helen took the sea.
I see the grace of the Lord washing away so many earthly cares, woes, worries. So many worries. Some of them you've carried internally and you don't even realize how much you've carried. I see the heavenly water pouring, not just a basin, but like a beautiful, clear wash. Mixed with water now. I see blood and water, blood mixed with the water pouring down, rinsing away, washing away so many things, big and small, big and little, things that are big and things that are smaller. And he's saying, no more now, no more now, darling, my darling, my beloved, my bride, no more now. Too long you have looked at these things. Too long your eyes have focused on these worries and cares. Too long your eyes have been focused, even glazed over. But now, my bride,
look at me and stay. Look at me instead of your worries. Gaze at me.
Look in my eyes.
And I will focus on you.
I'll focus on you, eyeball to eyeball, gaze to gaze.
City for felicity. Nourishing felicity. Possibly on another. Under this other
tent, holy is the King, holy. And I saw some of you one on one locking gazes with the King. I saw you looking at how lovely he is, even noticing his eyelashes. You're very much in love. Suddenly I saw the door of the bedroom open. He said, I've brought you a gift, my bride. Saw servants coming in and bringing the most lovely treasures and garments and scarves and things of beauty, rings, something that looked like a, not quite a crown, but maybe a tiara for his princess bride. And these servants were coming into the room, saying, this is for you, and this is for you. I saw the King begin to clothe you with these beautiful things, preparing his bride to be shown in public. You know, a man likes his bride to look one way in the secret place, but another way when he wants to show her off in public. I I saw him begin to clothe his bride with these beautiful scarves, beautiful jewels, beautiful fragrances. The servants were doing it, but it came from the king. These are to equip you. These are what will make the bride beautiful. It will make other people gaze at her and say, who is that? Who is that? She must be a queen. She must be some kind of princess. I never saw anybody that looked like that. Servants came in one by one. The jewelry was put on one piece at a time. When the last servant came and left, he said, turn and look. And there was a great mirror. And the bride turned and looked at herself. And she began to weep. She said, this is the stuff of which dreams are made. This is what we dream about having. This is what we dream about looking like. She was weeping because it was so lovely. He had made her lovely. Take her. Once she'd had her amazing joy of seeing what she now looked like, see, she didn't ever look like that before. I saw some doors on the other side of the room, and they opened of their own accord. There was a great balcony. Began to talk to the people and say, this is my bride. He was so proud because he had cleaned her, he had clothed her, and he had equipped her And it was so lovely, and the people of earth had never seen. They'd never seen the intended bride, not like this. To you and me, I present you, my darling. I present you today, this night. I present you. I'm clothing and equipping you in ways you have not known, with garments you have not seen. I'm going to take you into places you've never gone. Give you dreams, show you things you've never beheld. Give you garments to wear you've never even seen. And you will wear them well. I saw garments that were so lovely, so beautiful, beyond anything I could ask or think or imagine or dream. This is what he said. There are those of you in this room that you have known for years there was something that you were going to do for God. You haven't been able to explain it or manifest it fully or get people to understand it, or even give it words. But there's some of you in here, you've carried something for years. Seemed almost as though maybe it couldn't happen. Maybe it became that pinpoint of hope. The thought that maybe it's never going to happen. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe I just don't have it. But you do. See, this is your night. This is the night of the King. And He gives you these garments. It will be so lovely. You'll be lovely in them. Clothed in light, like clothed in the sun in a way. But it will bring glory to Him. Your beauty in the spirit, in the way that you operate, in the way you carry the jewels, the way that you wear the crown, the way that you wear these lovely, I wish I could describe what I saw, so beautiful, so lovely. And everyone's is different. But in you, I think you already know a little bit about yours. I want you to know you didn't miss it. You didn't dream it up. It wasn't a vain imagination. And Satan could never steal it or kill it or destroy it. He tried to talk you out of it, make you feel like it was hopeless. Give up, he said. It's never going to happen. Jesus says, ah, but it is. But this time, it will be untouched by human hands. You'll wear it, and you'll steward it, and you'll bear it. You'll carry it, and you'll show it off in the realms of glory, and you're going to move in certain ways. Some of you are going to move in such ways in the dance or in worship when you wave your arm, move your hand. You'll be so in spirit that the people who come around will receive. Some of you are going to move in certain ways. Some of you, there's creative arts in here. But they're not just creative arts. I see God clothing the creative arts with His anointing. I saw the stroke of a paintbrush, but it was, to say prophetic would make it too low. It was like, whew, like God painting the heavens, and people who would see it would be magnetized to Jesus. Like the painting, people would stand for hours and say, there's a God. They would stand and stare, like, my God, what is that? My Lord, well, I've never seen any. I'd never even seen colors like that in a painting. Only God.